זה עובד לי פעם שמו שפיר, אז בעיה גפי. From the book Hasarah, on page 125. There were times that we're talking about Rav Shmuel Shapira after he got married, how he combined his serving Hashem in the fields and his fireness together with his family life. He didn't just drop the family, he was together. As part of serving Hashem was taking care of his family.
That's
a big read. It's pretty new, 2 years old. There were times that Rav Shmuel wanted to go out at night, but nothing helped. He tried to appease his wife, nothing. He didn't want to go.
No, where was he living at the time?
In the old city.
Wasn't that under Jordanian?
Before.
Before.
Every night, Rav Shmuel used to come midnight to at Chatzot, right, the Beis Medrash, take out from under the Aron Kodesh the little stool of the Kohanim, right, where they make duchen, and he used to sit there, he used to cry, he used to do Chatzot. There was some nights that he didn't show up. One of the Avichim asked him, please wake me up on your way to Shul, I also want to do Chatzot. He said, if I have time, I'll come. That was a weird answer. You have time, Shmuel? Chatzot. Rav Shmuel goes to Chatzot. His whole life he got to Chatzot. Right? Since he's new Avinu, he got to Chatzot. Right? He has time. So when he asked his family members, what do you mean time? No time. Rav Shmuel is above time. He said, sometimes his wife, right, she used to take care of the kid all the time. So sometimes he had to stay home at night and take care of them at night. If this kid got up, change the diaper, take him to the bathroom, give him a bottle, I don't know. He used to take care of them, the kids at night. With Tikkun Chatzot, together with saying Tikkun Chatzot, he used to always take care of them. He used to try to finish until Chatzot. Until everything was set. But some nights, no, one of the kids had a fever, one of the kids was sick, he had to take care of them. He didn't let his wife work at night. At night, his wife slept. Usually at 12 o'clock he left, everyone was sleeping and everything was okay. But sometimes the babies were still up, the baby was this and that. Dad used to run around from preparing food, changing diapers, saying Tikkun Chatzot, crying and doing all this together. So he did, that's why not always he had time. One of the years, Simchat Torah, you know, Shmuel had a daughter that had polio. Shmuel had a daughter that she had polio. And she was till 8 years old. From 10 months till 8 years old, she was completely
paralyzed.
Yeah, almost completely paralyzed. Soon you'll hear how she got out of it. After she got sick. Yeah. So once the Rabbanit, she Simchat Torah, she couldn't take care of it's hard to take care of a cripple, right? A daughter. So she sent him together with Rav Shmuel, take her to shul. He held her the whole davening. The whole davening. And he davened long, long davenings. Right? All the dancing, he held her the whole time. His daughter, Rebbetzin Frank, from here, Masharim, she said, every pain we had, every illness we had, we knew that it affects our father physically. It affects Rav Shmuel physically. Right? Not only outside, he said, oh, I'm so sorry for you. He felt not good when someone else in the family didn't feel good. He felt inside, Hamash. Right? Also, another story from Yaakov Ner Shechter. He said like this: My brother-in-law, Nesana Filinsky, was the neighbor of Shmuel Shapira. Once it was sukkahs, and they were so poor they couldn't build two separate sukkahs, but they wanted separate sukkahs. So they put one of the walls was the separation. There was a wall for this sukkah and for that sukkah. Yeah. One night, someone's phone. It's a very nice tune.
Must be on silent.
Yeah. So one night, Rav Nesana was, he peeked into the sukkah of Shmuel Sapira, the Shapira, right? And he saw Shmuel sitting next to the table. On one hand, he's holding a baby, and he's holding a bottle in his mouth. On the other, with his leg, he's rolling a stroller with a baby in there, and the same thing with Hatzah. He's feeding one baby, like that. He also a father, he wasn't just a Shemayim. He has pictures of his children here when they were young. Cute kids.
I want to take it and take some yeshiva pen. No, the guy was. You say his name is Shapiro. I don't know. Maybe it was him.
Could be. What's that?
Book's name? Mm-hmm. Take him to the cemetery.
Probably.
I don't know so much. I don't know Shapiro, but I don't know who was.
Ask him.
No,
ask your son of Shmuel.
When did he live?
He was born, he was nifted in 1989. He lived for 76 years.
So he didn't, he didn't the rabbi.
No.
Wait,
No. He was born 100 years ago.
Okay.
Exactly, 100 years ago. Actually, 1 year ago. Yeah, here in Yerushalayim.
He was not the big breast of the rabbi.
Yeah, very big. Yeah, yeah, you're coming in the middle of the story.
I know I
am. Did
you know him? What? He knew it very well, of course. Rabbi Yitzchak Bendel.
But was not his student?
He wasn't a student, he was a friend of his. They're students of Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone in Bresla is students of Rabbi Yitzchak. But Rav Shmuel Shapira, yeah, his education was always very important. Every day you still with his children Gemara, Halacha, and books of Rabbeinu. That they have in English. You see the Rabbi Yitzchak Bendel. With his son, of Nathan, for example, he finished the whole Shas. He learned with him, he went through the whole Shas with him. His kids, they testify that when they used to learn, he used to learn with him, he's gone red and fire. But he's alone with his children because it's something holy that he's doing. He's teaching his children now. Every day he used to give half an hour to each one of his children. Each one. He said half an hour to review what he learned in the cheder and the yeshiva. Every day. He had 10 kids.
10 boys.
10 boys. That's 5 hours a day. It's a lot of time. Every day. I mean, probably did not always... He didn't have 10 kids that are learning at the same time. Probably some were married, some were little. But at least 4 or 5 kids a day. At least a few hours a day.
Every night,
of course. Whole life. Since he was 20 years old.
Yeah,
Of course, not bad. His kids, yeah.
Where did he sleep?
He had a son. One of his sons, he had every day used to win with him a few minutes the letters of Rabbi Natan and Likutei Halachot. Once, and when his son couldn't come, Rabbi Shmuel used to call him on the phone. He saw him on the phone. And later, when he got older, he said, "You have to learn together with your friends. Sit with your friends together and learn Rabbeinu's books." Yeah. His kids say that the learning, the personal learning with their father, it gave them power. From when they had the hard times in their lives, so their learning with the father gave them a lot of kach. Rabbi Shmuel himself told Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Deutsch once that he went with all of his kids. He went through the Holy Kutei Moran at least once, each kid separately, each one is on his own level. When Rav Tzvi Tzuker, he teaches here in the Bachurim, so before the wedding, he went to Rav Shmuel Shapira, didn't give me some chizuk before I got married. So he said, you're chosen. Chosen in the same letters as nachas. Nachas is a relief, right? It's a comfort. Right? And Rabbein HaKadosh, in the first Torah, talks about comfort. Nachat. Yivrei Chachamim, Nachat Hashemim, someone like this. You're young, you're chosen. You need to go always with the Torah of Rabbein, to stick to the Likutei Maran. That's what he told him before he got married. Okay. Mishnat HaChinut HaAkli. Yisod HaAkli. Shmuel never criticized a kid, his children. Never, ever. And when the mother saw that the kids are doing shtiyot, and told the father, tell them. He said, no. I don't criticize the kids. That's it. He said, no, we don't criticize. He used to tell her, don't worry, it'll be good. The main thing, to daven about them. You see they have a problem, go daven. He didn't learn by Rabbi. She knew this from Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu teaches this. You have a problem, go daven. Don't criticize anyone. He's not okay. So go daven about him. If you care so much, let's see how many hours you can spend in the field about him. When his wife used to tell her, please tell them to sing Shabbos songs. They're not singing enough. Tell them to sing the Shabbos table, right? He also then he never forced them. He said, no, look, Ima, I'm so sorry that you're not singing. Please sing. He never forced them, not to force the kid to do anything. Another way, it's also chinuch. If you're not forcing, you're mechanech the kid. Another way, he heard he heard one day two of his grandchildren fighting. And he pretended that he doesn't realize. Yeah, and after a few minutes, it passed, of course, kids fight. Next day, or after a while, one of them came into the room and he said, Come, bring me a sitter. And he opens the kiosk and meets him and says, read. Areini, mochel, v'solach, I forgive everyone who did anything to me. I said, read word for word. So he tells him, louder, I don't hear. You didn't hear what you're saying. He didn't say that word of Musa. He didn't criticize him, do anything. All that he did, he gave this kid for his life to forgive. But there was one thing that Shmuel was fire about. It wasn't quiet. Nivul peh. Dirty in your mouth.
What was?
Nivul peh. Talking not nicely. If he heard someone say something, a not nice thing, a curse or something not nice, he used to scream, Nivul peh! Nivul peh! Where'd you reach? One of his children once said something not nice, not appropriate. He gave him a slap, very gentle. Yeah. And that was like rare. Never hit his kids. Right? But regarding what you're saying from your mouth, that he wasn't quiet. So the kids are doing correct. He was very strict about it. Hours after hours, Shmuel was standing and davening about his children. That's all his children became to tzaddikim, all of his children. Because he davened for them. He used to cry, pouring tears for his children. That they should be protected from what's going on in the street. Every Yom Kippur, all of his children used to line up, he used to bless it. Each one separately, crying, tears. Here's another story from his son Yosef Kaddish. So when they lived in Katamon, after the old city became Jordanian, yeah, he learned in the Talmud Torah, which was like a branch of Eitz Chaim, the big Talmud Torah here. And there were only 5 classes. And when we finished that, then people used to go learn in Mash Sha'arim or in yeshiva in the area of Mash Sha'arim and continue learning in yeshivas. Yeah? But Abba, yeah, Rav Shmuel Shapiro didn't want his kids to go to the dormitory. They don't want to learn dormitory. And what, going back and forth in the bus to Shmira Sinai, how are you going to do that? You live in Katamon, it's far from here, right? You live in Katamon. Right? Those, yeah. He didn't know what to do. But there was a different issue, it was just closer to the house. But it wasn't, the learning there wasn't so big. One night, there was a doubt in the house. It was one night, my father took me to the field behind our house in Katamon. Those days there was a field, I guess. Not today. And he took them there, right? And he said, okay, Yosef Kadishka, let's go to the field and pour our heart to Hashem, that he'll give us and light us what's the right thing to do. He says, these were the first times that I went alone to be with Hashem. I always do it alone. He always did it alone. He was a young boy. Yeah. I went to a corner, and my father went to a corner, but a place where he could see me, that I'm not alone completely. After an hour, he says, Kaddish, it's better if you go to yeshiva close to the house, even though it's not so good. Why? I want you to guard your eyes. That was an amazing teaching to the young boy. He learned that way he felt. Rabbeinu said that you go to the field and you get an answer. You start. Also, the Rebbe's in Fuchs, I am very good friends with their son. She said that when my father used to ask her to go buy fish for Shabbos, he used to tell me, tell the store owner, the guy who's selling you, tell him you want to buy this and this fish to cover Shabbos Kodesh. Right? And he said, he used to wrap it with the newspapers in those days. He told him, I don't want it in a newspaper. Nothing with a newspaper. Not even to wrap my fish in a newspaper. Mm-hmm. At night, I just want to finish the paragraph. At night, before he went out of the house, he used to prepare for the children the food and the drink from the morning. He used to do it at night before he left. A sandwich. And in the morning, Before he went to anywhere, he came home right after shul and checked that everything is said, that everyone has everything. Even when he was old already, and the grandson was staying in the house before the yeshiva, before the morning he said, drink coffee, drink something. He said, but you're not supposed to drink before davening. No, you're a kid, you're supposed to drink before davening, drink, and then you can go. He never even drank water before davening. Leila Seder, Rav Shmuel used to put a lot of koach, his whole might into it, and it looked like he's totally disconnected from everything. But the cloud that night, he used to be with his kids more than everything. He used to tell them all the stories live. He used to make a whole hatzagah, everything very alive. Yeah. Decades later, his son Yosef Kadish said, he has grandchildren. And he said, I remember my grandfather telling us the story, my father telling us the story. Such sweetness. Top, Baruch Hashem. So that we finish for today. Let's Hashem tomorrow.